I was still driving with them, getting in there and showing up. And I would talk, but little by little, I started talking less. And I would just watch them do their thing. And watch them and watch them. And eventually, then the next part was, Joe, why don't you go with them? And Joe was operations, so that they could share the presentation and Joe would be there for any technical help. Before you knew it, I wasn't on the presentations anymore. They had it. But they were following the system and they were continuing to train the exact same way in the system. So Jessica actually decided that she wanted to go back and work with her parents. Now, of anybody that she's going to go work for, that's cool, all right? It's her parents, right? And they're also inner circle members. So, I don't know why they didn't hire her in the first place, right? Because she is awesome. And so she went back. She's working with them. And Taylor is continuing her dream, and she'll be moving to New York City, where she wants to work in retail, fashion industry, and purchasing, manufacturing, all these things. That's her dream. And she's moving forward, and we encourage her to do that. Now, part of us really wants to bring her into Phenomenal, and we're working that, right? When do we hire? Always, right? So we're working that. That might take months, it might take a year, it might take longer before she comes back onto the team. But as we continue with this, the cool thing now is to see how Aliki now has taken on a new team member, and her name is Dina. So Dina came in, and Aliki has trained Dina completely from the beginning. And now you get to see the full circle. And it's the coolest thing to see, and see how now they're working it, and they're continuing to work the system. But I'll share one thing about it. Aliki really gets it. She really gets it. Something that at first I didn't, she got it faster. So I know I saw some of you guys are going to be with her. Because she gets it, it's really cool to hear it directly from her. The second part behind that is because it's a system, anybody can do it. And when I'm talking about the system, I'm not only talking about the referral marketing. I'm talking about the hiring, the building up of your team members, teach them how to become a manager and hold meetings, teach them how to deal with conflict, and that was by far the interesting or the most interesting one of all. So I'll share this with you guys too, right? So there was some of this going on, right? And we couldn't figure out what was going on. Why was this happening? Why was there so much conflict? And so I said, all right, cool, let's go. Let's come over here. Let's go sit down and let's go through this. This is when we really understood, or at least when I saw, how important DISC is. This can be a deal maker or a deal breaker. It's up to you how you use DISC. So we're sitting down, and I said, all right, talk to me, what's going on? And someone explodes and starts yelling at the other person. And the other person starts yelling back. And then all of a sudden, there's crying. And I'm thinking, someone's about to hit someone. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Let's give it a moment. Get it out. All right. Get it out. You guys got it out. Now everybody has shared everything. Is there anything else you want to share? No. Is there anything else you want to share? No. I can't believe it. I didn't know. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So now we can start building it up. Can we not? Now everybody knows what's the deal. There's no more, you know, anger or anything going on. So let's just build from here. How about that? And it came down to a simple thing. Two of our team members were high CSs. Two of our team members were high IDs and DIs. You guys see that? The high CSs were actually working outside of their C.